Several large corporations are providing sponsorship money to pay for the conference. A news conference with the executive director of the mayor's conference was attended by a protester dressed as a cigarette, urging a boycott of Kraft Foods. Kraft is owned by Philip Morris. Tom Cochran says there's a limit on the number of corporate representatives at the conference, and they don't have undue influence.
When they are inside your organization, you want to make sure that you have rules, that there is a firewall between any kind of policy. And so we have very, 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 very strict rules about corporate influence and corporate discussion in our policy meetings around these resolutions.
But Cochran says mayors must work with businesses which have provided aid and innovation. Veteran protester Ben Mazel of Madison has applied for permits for rallies near the site of the conference, the Monona Terrace. So far, Mazel has been denied. One estimate says extra security will cost Madison more than $600,000. Mayor Sue Bauman says security plans are still being developed. More than 200 mayors from around the country are expected. The top issues will be security and housing. Some mayors will start the conference by helping build a Habitat for Humanity house. I'm John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.